This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We, of course, are broadcasting live from The Score's Hyundai studio. I want to thank them for their contribution. Thanks to Matt Anaya, gets us up and twitching in the morning. And thanks to everyone who called and texted and emailed.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Thursday, May 8th.
Oh, yeah. Fun show today. And appreciate everyone's contribution. Thanks to our executive producer. He's Dustin William Rose.
Nice job. Sent it across. Rantanen in front. Score! Rantanen again! It's a hat trick in Winnipeg. Hintz was right in front, but it's Rantanen who remains scorching hot. That man is out of his mind.
He really is.
And he's Dustin's favorite hockey player.
He should be.
Yeah.
Household name. He has either scored or assisted in 12 straight Stars goals.
And thank you, Brandon Fryer, for putting up with all of us.
If
the Celtics lose game two at home, I promise you, I'm walking here tomorrow.
Why you got to do that?
Wait a minute.
I'm walking here 15 miles. I'm walking here.
I don't know, Pete. This is your friend.
In my robe.
Get your friends.
No shoes on.
Somebody save him.
Bare feet.
No.
If what?
If the Celtics lose tonight.
Oh, my God.
Oh, don't do it, Paul.
I'm walking.
Paul.
Not tonight.
I'm telling you right now.
I'm really walking out here like this. Man, I can't believe it. I got a long walk to go.
He's apparently doing it. Paul Pierce walking to work after vowing he'd do it.
15 miles.
Is he shoeless, though? Did you see it?
I didn't see the shoes. He had a shirt on. He did not have a robe on.
No robe.
I didn't see no robe.
Okay, but he is
better
walking
wear shoes
to work.
Yeah. That's a long way to go.
15 miles without shoes on?
Yeah, that's...
Let me just say, no one wants to see that.
No.
The damage you can do. Hey, Marshall Harris, he's right here.
Stop.
And it's Groudy time!
There's I would walk 10,000 miles. That song just
went
through my
head. And I would walk 15 more.
Why would you bet that? Why would you
just
do that?
Just to be the man
he
who
thought
falls
that there's
down
no way.
Just to be the man.
Just to be the man,
yeah, that's it.
That walks 10,000 to fall down at your door.
Never underestimate.
La, la, la.
Never underestimate the arrogance of a Boston Celtics fan.
Ooh.
He was a former Celtic.
Interesting.
Never underestimate the arrogance
by the
of a former
way,
Celtic.
That's just,
you know what's
foreshadowing
unbelievable?
For
but today's here's the
show.
Craziest thing about it.
Go ahead.
Bird did the same thing. He did it too. He's right behind him, walking right behind him. Him and McHale and Chief, they're all there.
Chief. Robert Parrish, man. One-time Chicago Bull.
It must be nice to win titles in an era where there's like, what, 14, 15, 16 teams?
Wow. You don't like the Celtics, do you?
Their attitude is just atrocious. The entitlement, it's really more of a Boston thing, probably.
You think it is?
Yeah, but the Celtics specifically, it's the irony of them being fans for so long of a team and understanding the politics of that city at the time in which guys were bringing them championships. It's hilarious.
I think what I always appreciated about Boston and the Celtics is like when you went to the Old Garden, you would go there and it was a basketball game.
It's like they were very adamant. It was like you were in a gym and there was a game and they didn't play a lot of music and they didn't do a lot of the bread and circus stuff and they did not join in to all the NBA show that you would, you know, in the NBA, you had to report every halftime thing, every shirt thing, everything you did. They wanted a uniformity of product around the league, and it was like that everywhere except Boston, where you would go and there'd be an actual basketball game in the Garden. So that's why I think I initially really liked Boston.
So you don't like all the silliness now that goes on at these
games? No, I love it, and I love going to it, and I'm all about
silliness,
bread and circus.
Silliness.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
The popcorn.
Like,
popcorn.
They were different back in the day than anywhere else you went, and it was kind of cool.
I took a little exception today walking in and listening to you guys with
Talk to McGrody.
With Evan, your guy, Evan Roberts from WFAN. When you asked him about the Mets rivalry, he did the Cubs are cute. We like the Cubs.
He patted them
on the head. He patted them on the head. Of course he did.
You know,
I get it.
I picked up on that, and I'm not a Cubs fan.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
And I felt the same way.
You were feeling the heat, yeah.
The way he brought up the playoff series was really cute.
Oh,
too.
Yeah.
I was surprised Dave didn't go after him a little bit.
I know. I was like, what happened? I was like, where's Hull? Is he not going to jump in on this guy,
He was a Brooklyn Nets fan. I felt kind of bad for him.
Yeah.
I also want to apologize to the Boston Celtics. I forgot, back in 1959-60 when they won that one title, there were 8 teams in the NBA.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. That was big of you to do that. Big of you to acknowledge that.
I'm trying to be better, David. Yeah, I'm trying to be better.
That's good.
Hey,
that's good.
Of course, the Mets got the Cubs in 69. And yeah, the Mets kind of smoked the Cubs.
They swept them in 15.
In 2015.
But they made 16 possible by sweeping them in 15.
That's true. The Cubs were extra motivated. Yeah. That's what led into the 2016 season. But the fact that he was like rooting against the Cubs to win a World Series because he enjoyed essentially the chaos of the Cubs not having won. That hit me a certain way. You know, and my fan meter doesn't always strike. It did at that moment.
Good for
it
you. Did.
So yeah. Perfectly fired shot.
It was a perfectly fired shot. Like, I hate that.
I think the afternoon sports talk host at the Fan in New York City is probably just is supposed to irritate you.
Yeah, probably.
So he's doing his job well.
Probably. It's probably the way Cubs fans talk about White Sox players nowadays, right?
I don't think they talk about the White Sox
players. Well, that's just it. That's like, just who? It. Like, so they probably say, we don't care about the White Sox. Ah, they're a cute little story. Good luck with their rebuild.
I hear a lot of Cubs people talking about Tim Elko.
Is that where we are? That's where we are in the White Sox season. Where's Tim Elko?
You know,
yes.
Who would have thought?
Yes, it is.
That's where we are.
Yes,
I think
is.
Common exactly. sense leads you to that. Common sense leads you to that.
No question that's where we're at.
Yeah, that's where we're at.
Hey, what are you going to – how are you going to talk about sports today? What shall you do?
Well, there's this guy, Ben Brown. He did some things, some good, some bad. Don't let the 9 strikeouts blind you from the other things that happened in that game. We'll talk about that New York series, the PCA Revenge Series, as it were. Sean King will join us to talk about, well, quarterbacks and everything else, the former quarterback and Super Bowl 37 champion. Plus, we'll talk mini camp for the rookies. I don't know that everyone knows exactly what that means, so Mark Grody is going to walk us through that, and Caleb Williams, the expectations one Jalen Johnson has for him. We will do halftime, 5 on it. Oh, 5 pretty good topics today, including a hockey team, which I would want David's opinion on. Maybe I'll get that the next time I see you.
I bet that's Mammoth.
I bet it is. Nick Friedell will join us to talk NBA as the craziness continues with all the road wins. We will talk about the aforementioned Tim Elko. Megan Montemurro will join us at 1 o'clock to talk about the Cubs and their decisions they need to make in their starting rotation. And then Mark Grody, he's suffering from a fear of overhype. For your Chicago Bears. We will try to deal with that in the most delicate way possible.
I love that.
It's not going to be delicate at all.
Okay. Have a great show.
Bye. And I would vote 15 more. Bye.